Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 4th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow require caution. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs will be deposited on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack on west to north to east facing aspects above the treeline. These can be released easily, even by a single winter sport participant. Caution is to be exercised in particular in gullies and bowls, as well as adjacent to ridgelines. Mostly the avalanches are small. In some places avalanches can be triggered in the old snow. This applies in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2000 meters. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised as well in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of the sometimes strong wind, the wind slabs will increase in size. The wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes. These will be deposited on surface hoar, especially on wind-protected shady slopes. The snowpack will be generally subject to considerable local variations. Only a small amount of snow is lying for the time of year in all altitude zones. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 5th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.